Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thank you for joining us. I want to make a statement now. I want to make a statement right now on the entire Adam Kokesh saga. I've only met Adam Kokesh once. I have watched and read his work for the last 4 or 5 years. I do not think that he is a bad person, but I think that he has basically not been wise in some of the things that he's been doing. And I think there's too many opportunities by the establishment to really set the liberty movement up at a time that we're gaining so much headway that I have to say that when he announced he was going to have a peaceful armed march on D.C., a civil disobedience to point out the Supreme Court had overthrown D.C. versus Heller 5 years ago, and it's legal to carry firearms there, but they still have an unconstitutional law in place. I saw the perspective of it being like black people saying, I'm going to sit at the lunch counter, even if you say no blacks allowed, or I'm going to sit at the front of the bus. And then if they arrested them, create a court case showing that it was unlawful arrest. The problem is they're not going to play fair. They're going to set people up. The standard deal is to put Molotov cocktails in your car or a pipe bomb and send you to jail. People trying to peacefully protest at RNC and DNC have that done to them. I've been covering a military drill in Florida in a neighborhood and had a special forces guy start a fire and try to blame it on me. That I had to stomp out and then physically stop the guy. Mike Hansen, my camera guy, is a witness of that. Okay, I mean, these people do not play games. And if you start saying, well, this is a armed revolt, and using legalese of we're armed, it's our right, we're not going to shoot if they don't shoot first, that's when I start really saying, hey, maybe nobody should go to this. Because I was saying go unarmed to videotape it as an observer to be able to hopefully stop what he's doing not being used by the enemy. Because I respect the courage, but I don't respect the way it's being handled. And now Adam Kokesh, they had a press conference today when they released one of the people that had been at the rally. Adam Kokesh is still being held. And after trying to put attention on this, you know, we were basically told, oh, well, maybe we'll get to you later. Which, again, just shows the disconnect as if having mainstream media coverage even matters. They're only going to spin and twist everything you do. All that matters is long-form discussions. And I think that more and more they're irritated by the fact that I have said, I don't think this is a good idea. Now, that said, here is the breaking news, and I'm going to do a focused statement on this later. This just came out about 10 minutes ago. Adam Kokesh is now talking about how people should march on all 50 capitals and all 50 governors. He says, we may have passed the point at which nonviolent revolution becomes impossible. This was released by his people. So we're taking it as if it's true. And this is not the time to offensively go out and look for a provocation. If the globalists come to take our guns, you'll see it start happening around the country. There'll be a Lexington, there'll be a Concord. And my God, I don't want to go there either. But if they start it, that's the way it is. But I'm not here to watch Adam Kokesh at a... I'm for decriminalization because I know the globalists use it as a tool of control. I am for decriminalization because I understand the fraud of the system. But it doesn't mean I'm for everybody being stoned out of their gourds. Just, you know, George Washington wasn't at things lighting up weed, you know, getting stoned and all this stuff. It's just the whole thing is out of control. And now there's talk of maybe we need to get violent. I don't support the march. I don't support any of this stuff. The minute I start, and I know he's locked up mad in a cage. I don't think he's an agent provocateur, but he calls himself a liberty provocateur. I don't like the smell or any of this. And I agree with Lou Rockwell. You know, from day one, I've had problems. I've tried to say I admire courage, but hey, we need to make sure there's coverage of this so they don't spin it. But now it's just gone too far. And again, I think Adam's crew are good guys. But I'll have more of a statement on this on the nightly news tonight.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say which we won't understand. What's happening is just a case of all the suffering. Oh, you'll find that you're joining in the turning away.
Monday through Friday,
it's a sin that somehow,
from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, live. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars, nightly news as well. You have found at the tip of the spear in the fight to awaken humanity to the global eugenics technocratic takeover. And I am your host, Alex Jones. You know, I read this news, I go over all this information, and I got to be honest, I get crazed in the morning. Crazed with just focus, and then my mind starts accelerating, and it gets very, very frustrating that it's so hard to go over all the information and what's unfolding. You know, markets were rattled yesterday, and they're talking about Bernanke when he leaves in August in the Wall Street Journal. Reportedly, they're saying he's going to leave by August, and that QE infinity will end, and that rates will shoot up, that there will be a crash. That's what all the gearing up is, with the bullets and the armored vehicles and the preparations to seize your pension funds to bail out the megabanks. They hold you hostage and say, bail us out in Europe, bail us out in the U.S., bail us out in Asia. But they designed it as an implosion. Then they get all your tax money and then lecture you how you owe them interest on the money you gave them. Everybody knows that the European banks were bailed out. Everybody knows the big globalist banks in the U.S. were bailed out, the same group, in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But by now, it's like, oh, the lazy Spanish, the lazy Greeks, the lazy Italians, they're not lazy. They work constantly over there. They work 2-3 jobs, just like Americans. They work 6 days a week. I've gone and looked up the actuaries. The numbers are out there. Sure, the Germans get a month of vacation. The French do. But they certainly don't in those other countries. And they're hardworking people. And it's the globalists that created the derivative scam, not to even create a bubble and pump up the economy, but to infect the entire world market. Globalism isn't meant to create global prosperity. It's meant to create global pestilence in the financial markets to then hold everyone hostage and demand a financial dictatorship globally, or they will wreck it even further. And then you acquiesce to the threat of the terrorist, and then you only go deeper into bondage. The bravada, arrogant, stuffed, chutzpah-fueled New World Order is run by a bunch of madmen. And yes, fortune favors the bold, and just as Napoleon and Hitler went a bridge too far and invaded too many countries, the globalists are trying to invade the entire human psyche and give us psychic death, a psychic infection, a psychic spiritual wound to hate ourselves and hate our life force and hate our survival instinct and stand down so they can take over the world. The New World Order is dead on arrival by design. It's meant to implode the globe financially, economically, where they are the only men left standing, but that's not going to happen. The New World Order will be swept under in their own riptide and will be torn physically, spiritually, mentally, financially, limb from limb. They will be drawn and they will be quartered. They will be hoisted on their own petard. They will fall into their own pit. They believe that they're going to become gods. They are in a race with different combines who agree on world government as a structure of dominance over humanity, but who are not in full control over their own centralized system as they struggle and battle for control at the top of the pyramid. That's why they are pedal to the metal genetic engineering, life extension technologies, weaponizing all electronics, all computer systems in a panopticonic grid of dehumanization. In fact, when you guys print this, I meant to cover it 2 days ago and never did. Schmidt, the head of Google, came out and said, I think it's stupid. The headline is, Schmidt says, don't be evil slogan of Google was silly, is the headline. He gave a speech and said that, and he was questioned in the talk he gave, and he said, well, there is no evil. That's only in the Bible. When you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, you know what they're doing. They're telling you there's no rudder. They're telling you there's no standard. They're telling you there is nothing that matters, so you are blind and deaf and tasteless and touchless and have no bearing. You know a rotten steak full of maggots is evil, evil to your palate. you know a killer grabbing a small child out of the back of a backyard and raping and torturing them for months. Psychopaths call it using them up before they kill them. You know that's inherently evil. It's against life. It's against prosperity. It's against the universe. It is an aberration to not fall to your knees and see the beauty in the firmament of the sky at night and to love all the beautiful and innocent and good things and want to crush the evil, not want to crush the innocent. It is a cancer in the universe. It is a fraud. It is a virus. It is a malfunction. And it tells us we are deformed. It tells us we're blind. No, I have deep knowledge of good and evil. I have more knowledge of evil than most of these evil people. And they believe they're achieving power by going against the universal programming, and it's the opposite. And so I just want to talk directly to the globalists before I get into the news here. Many of you, after you attain great power, realize that it's actually a millstone. But then you're so deep in it and so fearful, and in the struggle to gain power, you burn yourselves out, and so you've already carried out your mission, or El Diablo. Still others just enjoy the raw exercise of power and the different flavors of it. But your statement that there is no evil, there is no right and wrong, that you are beyond good and evil, any of you that actually believe that are nothing but imprisoned spiritual slaves. The higher-ups above you truly believe that through darkness there will be brought light, and that Lucifer is God, and that Lucifer has chosen them to be gods. The highest level of the New World Order actually is beyond your term of good and evil, but they are deceived. They believe they're doing horrible things and see it as evil, but believe that they are simply bringing in a time of darkness to bring in a time of great light, and that is another lie. The truth is, there is a force in this universe that wants to kill and destroy life. All life, new life, old forms of life, the counterfeit world being built by Monsanto and Google and Microsoft, all part of the inner eugenics combine with IBM as its progenitor, a eugenics foundation cult, with IBM at the center. Its plan is the total destruction of this planet. You want to know what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? It's death. And all of you intellectually, but also at a subconscious level, because your subconscious is innumerably more powerful than your conscious mind, it is your mind. The cerebral cortex is only the narrow focus of the mind. You already know what I'm telling you is true. Intellectually, academically, you can prove it all. And we do. But there are very few in the world who serve this conspiracy against life and against truth who actually know the great plan. But there are those in love with death and in love with the siren song of destruction who are wedded to Satan forever. In the black tomb, the black grave, the black hole that they would make this planet. There is a spiritual force in the universe that does not want humanity to achieve its next level of development. The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard what the creator of the universe has in store for those made in the image and the likeness. Not only the image, the likeness, the behavior of the creator of the universe. The prime directive is to achieve type 1 civilization for this planet and move to the next level. Satan plans to block it.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The investigation deepens. Lawmakers seek interviews of 13 officials involved. It's also now been confirmed that Lois Lerner was involved and is been lying when she said before she went under oath and took the fifth that she knew nothing. So if the Republicans want to destroy the criminal Obamaoids, they can do it. The problem is their leadership, like Ted Cruz said on Monday, is basically bought and paid for by the same people, the Republican leadership. And that's why you see the mainstream media and the neocons attacking Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, people like that. I mean, we've now got Glenn Beck saying he's a libertarian, attacking establishment Republicans. We're very close to getting Rush Limbaugh to do that. I mean, listen, people just don't expect libertarians and constitutionalists, freedom lovers, whatever you want to call us, couldn't take America back. You see, that's the big lie, folks, that you don't believe you can have an effect. Every media I talk to, even mainstream media, that's, you know, calling my office that I have time to talk to, I don't even have time to call, like, GQ back. I'm not bragging, or Associated Press. I mean, I've got stacks of just, you know, we want to do a cover story on this, cover story on that. How much money do you make? It's always the same question. On and on and on and on and on. In fact, remind me to call Bloomberg back, because even though I made it clear, I want an email on record to them. It's not bad to make money, but I know how they act. They're like, so how much money do you make? And I said, $7 million a year is what it costs to run this operation. So you keep $7 million a year. And I'm like, no, I said it costs $7 million a year to run this operation. And I put almost all the money into it. But it'd be okay if I was making money. But my goal is freedom and a future destiny for humanity. That's what gets me really excited. And they would just go back to, so you make a lot of money. So will you remind somebody when in their emails, I want it on record, that it takes $7 million to run this place. That's their answer. See, the problem is I've got too much on my mind. They're doing some cover story for Bloomberg. And I'm like, well, what's it a cover story for? Well, we can't see. And I go, what, Business Week? So, I mean, it's just like, get Alex Jones is the name of the game. Get Alex Jones is the name of the game. And they're calling up. The media is trying to find people I went to high school with, a whole crew of them. Or they can just do what Mr. Maddow does. I mean, Janet Reno. Janet Napolitano. I get them all confused. Pat from Saturday Night Live. No. Ron Maddow. What? Nothing wrong with it. I mean, he's a handsome guy. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm attracted to Mr. Maddow, and that really conflicts my... I always thought of myself as a heterosexual, but... I wonder if Mr. Maddow is going to join the Boy Scouts as a troop leader. Sorry, that's a Saturday Night Live. I get all these people confused. I'm sorry, that's not right. That's not right. I should criticize Rachel Maddow on her lying to her audience, and we'll do that in the next segment. But let me get to this. I'm going to get to this after that. Roger Ailes' letter to Fox employees, Lois Lerner directly involved in IRS targeting letter show. Oh, yeah. I mean, MSNBC is now currently saying, good, go after the Tea Party. They're racist. Shut them down. You've seen them. But I saw him years ago, admittedly targeting libertarians, pro-life groups. Tell us the content of your prayers. And people did. They're like, okay, just don't shut down our pro-life thing. It's okay. You don't have to be shut down. You've got to give a pro-abortion message half the time. Well, how do we do that? It came out in Congress last week. You just go out and you have a pro-abortion, pro-choice sign. For 1 hour, then you have an anti-abortion sign. And then we'll allow you to operate. How's that sound? And that's how, I mean, they have no jurisdiction, none of that, can't get involved in your First Amendment, but they do, because Americans think that's how you get ahead, is worshiping, foaming at the mouth, sicko control freaks.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
All right, I'm going to stop right there, actually. I think Sergeant Schultz is a very handsome woman. I think he kind of looks like Janet Reno. If you cross Janet Reno, well, she's got a bigger beard than him. These jokes are wrong. I'm sorry. You know, I retreat into sarcasm when the news is torturing my brain. Uh-oh, there she is visiting with us. Janet Napolitano. All right, we'll be right back and get serious and debunk their latest propaganda.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer a battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws rule the West,
he tapped the AP's phone lines and arrested reporters for doing their job under espionage rules. He launched fleets of drones and was given Nobel Peace Prizes.
Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name.
Bart Simpson.
Bart was his name.
All right, I'm going to stop right there.
He rode a...
All right, let's get serious here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk directly to the White House here, because George Soros funds it with millions a year. The White House transition chief and others publicly run it. And Media Matters, that has a tiny visitorship on it, still is important, because It is White House run on record. Its memos have come out. 2 years ago, they want to infiltrate alternative media. That means getting hired there to, quote, internally sabotage and destroy. It is an intelligence operation of deceivers. And they are used for CNN and MSNBC's talking points. If you see a Media Matters article attacking myself, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson, Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, Andrew Napolitano, whoever they're attacking, you will then see it on CNN and MSNBC that day or the next day. Word for word. They never give it credit, though. But they word for word, you know, that's their directive from the White House. And that way they can keep it separated someone from the White House, so it's not the White House directly running MSNBC or CNN. The talking points are written, and then they are adopted and loaded into teleprompters that night for Rachel Maddow, Chrissy Matthews, and CIA Anderson Cooper, and all the rest of them. And a day after the tragic tornado this week hit Moore, Oklahoma, the suburb of Oklahoma City, callers kept calling in saying, we think it's weather weapons. Could it be weather weapons? And I spoke off and on for the three-hour show about it. And I'd actually been talking the day before, when even before the tornado happened, the day of the tornado, I had a weather weapons whistleblower, 9-year Air Force veteran, on, talking about just tons every week of barium salts, aluminum dioxide, there in Oklahoma, coming to the Air Force base. So I've had, you know, clips of the White House science czar on air about geoengineering. There's shows on Discovery Channel, History Channel about it. I've interviewed Ben Livingston, meteorologist, the father of weather weapons, that they have, you know, Discovery Channel shows about. I mean, this is like talking about Vietnam, and they're saying it doesn't exist. I mean, it's been National Geographic shows, Associated Press. Everybody knows about weather modification, weather weapons, HARP programs. And so I said, I don't think this is a weather weapon, probably. I said, it's probably a real tornado. We're at a 60-year low, USA Today reported, maybe pull that up on screen for folks, of tornadoes, and saying we should pay carbon taxes, like Senator Winehouse said, or we're going to cause more of this, is just voodoo. It's total voodoo. Democratic senator urges Oklahoma tornado. Yeah, Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And he said, you Midwesterner red state people, we're going to play the clip. He said, you know, we're sick of paying for you. You won't vote for the carbon taxes and all the rest of it. And so it's your fault this is happening. And we're sick of you. So he basically said, Oklahoma, you deserve what happened to you. And that we're, you know, because of you, we're being flooded on the East Coast. I mean, just crazy talk. There's always been tornadoes, always been hurricanes, always been earthquakes. There's earthquakes now, they say. Pay Al Gore carbon taxes. Pay Obama and the Chicago Carbon Exchange money. You're causing this. I mean, it's like witch doctors of old saying you're going to cause the, you know, sun to not come up tomorrow if you don't give me the best hut in the village. And then there's an eclipse and everybody bows down before the witch doctor, and now, for, you know, 20 generations, his family takes over. Then he finally says, sacrifice your kids to me. Every culture ends up with witch doctors dancing around, you know, throwing stuff into the fire, causing poofs of smoke, and everyone bowing down to them. And that's all these people are, 21st century con artists. So Senator Winehouse comes out and says the Midwest basically deserves this. It's their fault because we won't pay the ransom to them. And meanwhile, there's massive geoengineering going on, $5 billion worth a year by the Department of Energy, the chemtrailing. That's just thousands of government documents. It's publicly admitted, but they can tell the public doesn't exist. And that's what she said. So my wife last night, I was watching this at about 11 o'clock, and she goes, man, you ought to sue them. Now they're saying that you said the tornado was government controlled? And I said, honey, they're discredited. They're public figures. I'm a public figure. They hurt themselves doing this. I said, this is wonderful. She goes, well, it just makes me mad. And I go, it doesn't make me mad. It makes me as happy as a pig and you know what. I mean, this is awesome. This is awesome. Because we tell the truth. We're teleprompter free. We bring out big, complex thoughts. People actually resonate with it. They dumb the news down to dumb you down. Frontline did a good piece about a decade ago about how they did studies that it's not that people are getting dumber and so TV gets dumber. TV is dumber, and then that makes you dumber. This is really common sense. Garbage in, garbage out. You program a computer bad, it's going to be bad. So we're up here with complex thoughts. And so what do they do with that? They go in, and on Media Matters, you notice it's audio only, so they don't show the cuts. But with her, they just show a short clip where I'm saying, well, you know, if they've got weather modification going on, they probably don't even know if they caused this. But probably real. Well, they edit that down to make it sound like that I'm saying the tornado was sent by Obama. When there's, and I also went further and said the lady, no, you're going to see small planes and stuff low in and around a storm formation that could create tornadoes when hot and cold, you know, air comes together. I talked about meteorology. I went over the history of it. I mean, I really did a breakdown, almost like a university lecture, to try to get people to actually think. And I said, so it's probably not that. And we're going to write an article today with a full clip up there of the caller from the Tuesday show. But the point is, they took that, edited it down, and then said, you know, first, on Wednesday, it was, I said it could be man-made, and I'm crazy because there's weather modification. And then everybody in all the White House-controlled news sites was going, well, actually, there is weather weapons. You're saying he's a kook for saying it could be weather weapons? And they were posting all the UN treaties and National Geographic and AP and Reuters. So then they flipped yesterday and are now going directly to Alex Jones says that Obama sent the tornado. And they did that from Wednesday with her directive. That no, Obama sent the tornado. Of course, I didn't say that. And anybody watching that knows I didn't say that. But that's who they think you are. They operate in lies and deceit. And, I mean, it's now, no exaggeration, in hundreds of publications. They're doing a full court press with this. Let's pull the Washington Post back up. Maddow shames Republicans and InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, or conspiracyist Alex Jones. That reads like conspira-racist, is that? Conspiracist. I guess they're inventing words, so they know subconsciously you see the word racist there. The point is that they come out and they go, ooh, you're blown away. Oh, you're discredited. You're a kook. Oh, my gosh. The Republicans are doing hearings about the 2 billion plus bullets and the 7,000 armored vehicles they just bought. And they're doing things about claiming the military trained to put us in FEMA camps. And they're doing, I mean, the Republicans are getting their talking points from Alex Jones. And she goes, will you please stop it? Stop it. And, of course, that's when she's not saying, don't listen to Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. They're going to discredit you. Republicans, whatever you do, stop giving them attention. You're discredited. What they're actually saying is, please stop. Don't. No. Don't get into our building FEMA camps and spying on you and trying to intimidate and arrest reporters. Don't look into how we're claiming the military's under NATO command. Don't look at how we're funding al-Qaeda groups in Libya and Syria. Don't listen to this madman. Don't. No, Ted Cruz, he's discrediting you. They know Ted Cruz will energize libertarians and conservatives, and then they will overthrow the old Republican leadership, and we'll take the country back. So she's like, ha, 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 Ted Cruz is totally discredited. He's saying the Republican leadership's bad now. Oh, that'll really discredit you. This is what they're totally afraid of. And they're all about, as control freaks, setting the narrative that you do what they say. And they go, there are no 2 billion bullets. And now they're like, so what? We got 2 billion bullets. Alex Jones is discredited. The 2 billion bullets aren't for what he said they were. And then, I mean, you read these AP debunking articles and stuff, and it says, yeah, there are 2 billion bullets, kind of, but they're not for you. And hollow points over target practice. And, you know, the government's not training for war with you. Oh, really? We have hundreds of your training manuals saying it's for gun owners, veterans, returning veterans. You know, never mind that. Alex Jones is discredited. Republicans, you've got to stop. You've got to tell Matt Drudge to stop linking to him. I mean, she does a report every week about that. And you've got to have Ron Paul's got to stop going on this show. And Ted Cruz is bad. And don't do it. Republicans do not talk like these people. Do not behave like any of these people. It's okay because they're discrediting you. We're hurting them and they're desperate. Matt Al's gone from 1 million viewers to 400,000 in a year on average. On a good night, 600,000. Morgan's gone from over 1 million to 400,000 and plunging. Folks, they are bleeding out, hemorrhaging in shock on the ground because we have the truth going. And now we're going to show FM-39.40 that Obama demanded the Pentagon put out for the re-education of conservatives and libertarians and our gun confiscation. It's all in here. And we're gonna go, oh, you don't want that, do you? Does that discredit me? Because it's real. It's at army.mil. You don't like that very much, do you? Oh, you want me to stop? I'm not going to stop. Okay? So, I want to show Ms. Maddow. I want to show her right now just what we printed up today. Document cam shot, please. Okay? Democratic senator urges Oklahoma, again, Democratic senator uses Oklahoma tornado for anti-GOP rant over global warming. And I'm going to get to that clip later where they actually blame Midwesterners and Oklahomans for it, saying you didn't pay us carbon taxes and we're sick of giving you billions of dollars when you have floods or when you have droughts. Because, I mean, that is outrageous. That should be the end of his political career right there, blaming the tornado victims. Oh, but no, that's the real crazy wild-eyed conspiracy theory. I come out, we're going to play that clip coming up. I come out and I say, callers are calling, I got open phones, and I'm like, yeah, it could be weather weapons, but probably not. That's Tornado Alley, and people need storm shelters, but here's the history of weather modification, and it's harder to steer groups of tornadoes. They can mainly help create them. But this probably wasn't that. And they think their audience is so dumb. The White House goes, and the Cass Sunstein types go on this. Attacking, saying the government can control tornadoes. Certified in the 60s, they could do that and the hurricanes. Stanford Research Institute declassified 6 years ago now. They think you're dumb. They're targeting an audience, folks, that cannot tie their shoelaces. Can you imagine the people that actually watch this globalist garbage where everything's anti-family, anti-man, anti-woman, anti-common sense, 24/7? Now, let's go over some of this. Here is story. Dubai's weather wizards create rain, wrestle power from Mother Nature. That was first in the Daily Mail, and it shows graphics of the Daily Mail in color of how the HAARP antennas control the weather. Of course, our government invented these, put them up all over the country, first in the northern climes. But if you talk about it, it doesn't exist. Okay? Here's another one. National Geographic. Scientists make dozens of storms in Abu Dhabi desert. And then it goes into the secretive Swiss company that can control the weather. And then we go out and point out these exact antennas have been put up in every major region. And then they won't let anybody into them. And if you ask, they say it's a conspiracy theory. Okay? UN Weather Weapons Treaty from the 1970s. UNGA Res 31/72 TIAS 9614. I mean, here you go, Rachel. On the weather weapons, a treaty. I mean, here's another one. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. And then you got State Department Memorandum 200 admitting they use weather as a weapon, wars as food as a weapon, all of it. So I'm giving you facts here. H.R. 2995, Weather Modification Research and Technology Transfer Authorization. And then they also set up this weather board. I mean, that's just a small... I mean, there are thousands of mainstream articles about this. We're going to skip this network break because I need to get to this clip. Now we've got all of this going on, all of this happening, all of this unfolding, and there's a tornado. Our listeners know there's weather control to a great extent. Obviously, the Pentagon has been obsessed with it since the 40s. They've been able to make a country bone dry or flooded since the 60s, certified Stanford Research Project. creating hurricanes, killing hurricanes, strengthening hurricanes. And Maddow will probably take a clip of this and say, look, he says they can control hurricanes. And then they play a laugh track in the background. This is how dumb they think you and your family are. This is how mindless the system thinks you are. And then they come out with, I mean, I can't even count them all. It's got to be over 100 articles. Huffington Post, Washington Post, everywhere else. Maddow shames Republicans and InfoWars conspiracyist Alex Jones. After Alex Jones pushes Oklahoma weather weapon theory, Drudge continues to promote, and that's White House Media Matters. As my talking points, which are the truth, are killing these people politically. Alex Jones pushes tornado truther theory. There's weather weapon stuff going on. Yeah, and then I said there's stuff going on, so you never know. Maybe they inadvertently, with all this geoengineering, are screwing up the weather. And then when it is screwed up, they go, oh, pay us carbon taxes, we'll fix it. Alex Jones, on 100% sure, Obama sent the tornado to destroy Oklahoma. I mean, this is the type of BS they put out. You just knew there would be tornado truthers, didn't you? So, Maddow, will weather weapon finally drive GOP away from Alex Jones? Yeah, you're scared to death that the GOP will actually become constitutional. And
hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
And remember, they said the amnesty bill doesn't have felons being let off, which it does. And it doesn't let them bring in their families, which the bill did. They lie to you. They think you're stupid. They hate you. Let's go to this clip.
Two things happened recently that are related. They do not seem related at first, but trust me, they are related. So stick with me here. The first thing was a small piece of one of the planes that was used on 9/11 being found wedged in a narrow alleyway not far from Ground Zero. Now, at first, it was reported to be part of the landing gear from one of those planes. We learned it actually came from under one of the wings. So that was thing number one. Just a couple of days later, thing number two. Republicans in the House Oversight Committee held a joint hearing on the amount of ammunition the Department of Homeland Security has on hand. See, because if the federal government has more bullets than the general population, how are we going to defend ourselves in the fight against the government? Can't let the government get the upper hand in the weapons race, right? Next thing you know, they'll have like a standing army and bombs that can take out whole cities and stuff. So yes, Republicans...
Good pause. She gets off on that power. That's designed and pointed at other nations, the ICBMs, all that. By the way, they're now starting to point those tanks and stuff at us. That's the whole point. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Our founders did. And you try to make it a cynical joke associated with an airplane part I've never talked about. Let's continue with someone reading off a White House-written script, literally. This is state-run media. Here it is.
And the Senate followed up the ammo thing with an actual bill, an actual piece of legislation that's supposed to prevent the government from buying too many bullets. Yes, this is the same federal government that already stockpiles, say, Abrams tanks and armed drones and giant intercontinental
missiles
that can carry nuclear.
This is Homeland Security, a new fifth branch of the military, training to take on the Tea Party, while the IRS harasses everybody and harasses pro-lifers and grabs their bank accounts. You people are terrorizing the daylights out of us with black uniformed police everywhere, trying to intimidate us, and we say, hey, you're our government, stop it, and you run around trying to say it isn't happening, you witch. You're going to go to Nuremberg trial. Because you guys are going to commit your crimes. I know you're going to try a hot takeover. And let me tell you, man, Al, you're going to be in the dock at the new Nuremberg if you get your way. Back off now, witch. You really want to sign on to this takeover? Because you're going to fail. And no matter what happens to me, when this country gets taken back, you're not going to be able to run to Europe. Let's go back to her.
Clear weapons, all that, yes, but it's an excess of bullets that congressional Republicans have decided is the really worrying firepower. That worry...
Okay, pause again. Homeland Security paid for $2 million worth of paper targets of five-year-old children to shoot, called No More Hesitation. You're training for us. She tries to go, well, the government's got nuclear missiles and all this stuff. That is controlled by Congress and aimed at other countries. And that's gotten out of... See, I mean, it's so incredible. Just let's go back to the clip. Here it is.
So crazy, so out there that even the National Rifle Association wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot rifle. And yes, the conspiracy theory about the government having too many bullets is nuts. But it's not out of nowhere. That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars. Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building.
Oh, let's pause.
It's the same guy.
Those were real shootings, and they clearly let the mentally ill people do it, and they were under government payroll in both cases, and other shooters were caught and covered up. So, and I do not say that giant wasps are under the UN building. It's actually giant Easter bunnies. But, okay, the point is, I haven't even gotten to it yet. I'll have to play it the next hour, and then I'll get to White House. And the reason I don't spend a lot of time on this is it just deals with these control freaks, this mouse, this roaring. You guys could set me up and get rid of me tomorrow, globalist, and the signal's already out. Okay? Everybody knows you're a bunch of globalists taking the country over. And then she goes in and says that I said that Obama sent the tornado, which I never said. And, you know, more. Keep it up, witch. Keep it up, witch.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.